This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back, folks, to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
I knew. He was over there. He was over there on DuckDuckGo looking something up. I knew I had him. All I had to do was slip the
I was thinking Learning University.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad voice there. Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, Abe Hamilton, we're your professors today. Now, I want to tell my two cohorts here who were mocking me earlier.
No.
The artist I was thinking about last segment was Salvador Dali.
And
do you guys remember him? He was real popular in the 70s.
Did you Google search that?
I did not.
As you were born in the 70s.
And I have no idea how you you were born in the
70s. I wasn't born in the 70s.
You weren't born in the 70s. Oh,
so, no,
I don't
remember him or her. Salvador Dali.
More than anything else that's happened on this show today, that hurt me more than anything else. I wasn't even born. All right,
no,
folks,
so
I am going to pass along a request from Brent Creeley, who's our producer, our faithful producer.
You're going to do that?
I'm going to do it.
Father, we ask right now.
Folks, if you call in and you ask a question, you'd better have the answer to it. All right? We don't want to hear excuses, folks. This is a university. We take our teaching responsibilities seriously. If you wrote the answer on your hand and forgot and washed it off, or you wrote it on a piece of paper.
Hold up. Yeah. Let me come to their defense.
Yeah.
Here's why it's so important they have the answer to the questions they ask us. Because there's a 90% chance we're not going to have it.
We're not going to have it. And this show is all about learning. How can we learn if you don't have the answer to the question?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You guys with me?
Yes, sir.
You, Jim, kind of the same age. You,
concurred.
Sonny, over there, young
Sonny,
guy.
Sonny.
Over there. Yes. How old are you, Abe, by the way?
I am 36.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm.
Young man.
I was 36 22 years ago. Yes, think about that for a while. All right, we got to go back to the phones.
Yes, sir.
Brent is
John.
Over there. He's blushing. I embarrass Brent, but that's
I wish
what,
we could
that's
put a camera
what I
on
do.
Brent.
All right, let's go back to John.
John, Ohio, welcome back to Trivia Friday. You wanted to ask and answer, so which one did you want to answer?
The baseball, George Thomas Seaver.
You know, you were so serious about that, and you are wrong.
No. He's answering my question.
I'm
your
not.
Question.
Yeah, hang on. John,
wait,
John.
Sorry, John.
Calm down.
It's
get him, John. Get him.
Calm down. We had two baseball questions here.
Oh, that's right.
And Jim thought you were answering his. We almost had a radio
wow.
fight. You said you're wrong. John said, no, I'm right. Here's the question. What Hall of Fame Major League Baseball pitcher was nicknamed Tom Terrific? And, John, you said?
George Seaver of the Mets.
Yes, Tom Seaver of the New York Mets. Tom Seaver, who is called Tom Terrific of the New York Mets. Excellent.
Hey, great
excellent
job, John. Well done.
I saw that.
So here's the question.
Okay.
What's his other nickname?
Tom Terrific, his other nickname.
Dad?
Is it? I don't know. You got me on that one. What's the answer?
Franchise.
Oh, because he went to the he played with three other teams. The last one was the White Sox, and he went – who did he go to? The Reds? Did he go to the Reds? I forget. But why was he nicknamed Franchise?
Yep.
Yeah, why was he nicknamed Franchise? Do you remember?
That I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, great job on that question, John.
I just knew the other two.
Appreciate you hanging on during the news.
Yeah. What's your question? You have a – oh, yeah, that was the other nickname. Okay.
No, that was my question.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you, John.
Sorry for the misunderstanding. Have a great weekend.
That was funny. I just thought,
have a good
day. We better put some water on this fire before it gets going. You said, you are all wrong. He said, no, I'm right. Actually, I should have kept it going. I should have said, Jim,
you should have let that
you
roll.
Gonna take that from John?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Maybe that wouldn't have been a
good
idea.
That wouldn't have been Christ-like.
All right, let's go back to the phone
lines. Let's see if Chris in Mississippi can help us get out of trouble. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys, that was great.
I thought it was great.
Thank
you, Chris.
So he has no interest in getting us out of trouble.
No, sounds like he was enjoying it. Well, Chris, you want...
That was really good, yeah.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Can I do both?
You can do both.
All right. I was going to answer a couple other questions, but they've already been answered, so I had to come up with the answer of one of your questions about the most hits for the Red Sox.
All right. Who is the player? The Boston Red Sox player has the most career hits. What's his name?
Would that be Carl Yastrzemski?
That would be Carl Yastrzemski.
Carl Yastrzemski. Right. That's the only other one. Remember when I was starting to go, he was a Triple Crown winner for the Red Sox in 1967.
Here,
and I thought he might be, but I didn't want to start giving hints in case he was the answer.
Let me tell you, this guy played for the Boston Red Sox from 1961 to 1983. 23 years with the same team and accrued 3,419 hits. And when he was elected to the Hall of Fame, he was a first ballot choice with 94% of the vote.
Wow. Carl, wow. I remember Yaz. That's what he was called.
That's right.
Yaz.
He was awesome.
He was. All right. Number 8 he wore. Played left field for the most part. All right. You have a question for us?
Yeah. Since I'm from Mississippi and, you know, AFRs and Tupelo, I had to ask you a question about a place in Mississippi.
Oh, so okay. Now we're going to be embarrassed on our home turf. So,
but apparently Chris will enjoy it.
That's right.
I would just like to say in advance.
You're from Louisiana.
I am new.
Abe's already kicking us to the curb. What you got, Chris?
Okay. All right. And I wanted to say, by the way, Abe, you are a great addition, brother.
Oh, he is.
He is.
Praise God. Thank you for that.
He is. And really, any other time, I would have seconded that immediately, but I hesitated because he's been pretty rough on me today. So, but we are glad he.
And I've been late on the Learning
yes.
University.
There's
all right,
that.
What's your question?
Okay. In the Vicksburg National Military Park in Vicksburg, how many steps lead to the Illinois Memorial Monument?
How many steps? Really, seriously,
all of
Chris?
Them. All of them.
There are a certain number of steps that lead to the Illinois Memorial.
Chris, how in the world are we supposed to know that? Let me tell you, Chris, you better have the answer to this, all right? This better not be.
And I want you to know I'm going to Vicksburg this weekend, and I'm going to check
really?
It out. No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's just one of those deals where you get halfway up and you
that's
go,
right.
What was I on? Go back down, start over. All right, Chris, what's the answer? We don't know. What is the answer? How many steps?
47. 47 steps for the 47 days of siege that Vicksburg was under in the Civil War.
Oh, see, now I like that when monuments have I was just teasing Chris about when the monuments have, you know, all these symbols and there's all the symbolic this, and so 47 steps for the 47 days of the siege. Boy, that's interesting.
Yeah. That is. I didn't realize Vicksburg had a hill that high.
Hmm. Well, yeah.
I did not have a clue.
Even though you're just across the river.
That's
Louisiana.
True. I still didn't have a clue.
All right, Chris, man, we appreciate your calling in today. Have a great weekend.
Y'all too. Have a great day. Thank
all right.
y'all.
Bye-bye. How many steps? I don't walk that many steps in a day. Hey, Jim, calling from Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, glad to have you on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do an answer.
What's
I'll
that?
Try an answer.
All right.
Well, I was going to answer the Carl Yastrzemski. Yeah, used to call the Yaz.
Yeah. Yes.
But he beat me to it. So let's go to Baby Ruth.
All right, sir. Who is the Baby Ruth candy bar named for?
Okay, I Googled it, and if Google is right, didn't have my mother here. it was Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth, I believe.
That is absolutely right.
And there you go. Wait a second. That is the mystery question.
That is.
And Jim answered correctly.
He did.
And you've won a brand new car. No. I'm sorry.
Maybe a Matchbox car.
But hey,
one you can imagine.
1972 Pinto.
You know that you laugh. I had a 78 Pinto.
A 78 Pinto?
78. People wanted to know why I carried it around with me. You know, because they were surprised that I would fit into it, even back
going,
then.
A Pinto? Why would someone drive a Beam?
Is that a breath mint?
That's a breath mint.
Hey, Jim, did you have a question for us?
Well, I bought my daughter one time when she was in high school, and she's never forgiven me yet.
I tell you, I wish I had one of the Pacers from back then.
I remember the AMC Pacers.
Yes, sir. That
AMC
car was built like a small tank. All right, Jim, did you have a question for us?
No, just going to do the answer, and that's it.
All right, brother. Well, we're going to put you on hold.
Yeah. So you're going to give your information to Cindy Roberts, and we will get that Ford Pinto to you. We'll get that coffee mug to you in
the mail.
That's right. No matter how many times I say that, you win a brand new car. Folks, it's never true.
That's
and
right.
It never will be true. So I just want to make that clear for those of you out there who might be more legally
That's
minded.
That's right. Well, Cindy, we put Jim in from Texas on hold for you, and she'll be getting your information in just a moment. Ed, shall we proceed?
Let us proceed.
All right, here we go. Billy calling from Mississippi. Billy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Billy?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
I was going to answer the Socrates one, but I think you threw one right in my wheelhouse being from South Mississippi right on the coast. I'd like to answer the one about the thing named Bob.
Well, that one's already been answered.
That one's been that's already been answered, Billy.
Yeah.
Oh, has it?
Yes, sir, it has.
Well, then let me answer the Socrates one.
All right. Let's repeat the question.
All right. Here we go. What trade was Greek philosopher Socrates trained for?
I believe he was a stone cutter, wasn't he?
That's right.
A stone cutter.
Yes. Socrates was trained as a stone cutter.
A lot of people don't know this, but he actually played left field for the Boston Red Sox before Carl Yastrzemski played there. So he was a stone cutter.
Yeah. A stone cutter.
All right, now, Billy, we got to ask you, did you just know that, or did you Google it, or did you have to go to DuckDuckGo, or what?
Yeah, I DuckDuckGo'd it.
DuckDuckGo'd it.
There you go. DuckDuckGo'd it.
All right. Billy, did you have a question for us?
Yes. My birthday is on August 16th.
Happy birthday in advance.
I was going to...
We
lost Billy.
Yeah, Billy, sorry about that. That was his phone just went dink. I'm nowhere near the buttons.
Well, I'll tell you what, Billy, if you're somewhere where you can, we don't want you to do it while you're driving, but if you can call back, Cindy Roberts will get, of course, now everybody named Billy is going to call.
That's right.
But,
I'm Billy.
Billy from, was he from Mississippi?
He was.
He's Billy from Mississippi. Try to call and we'll try to get you back on. And say, hey, guys, let's, one last time, let's give our questions out.
I don't have any.
Oh, you're done.
But,
all right.
But I do have one I can throw in just for fun.
All right. Well, throw it in.
You want to do that or you want to just go ahead? Go ahead.
All right. I can shut up.
No, throw it in. Throw it in, brother.
The Hawaiian alphabet only has 13 letters. Is that true or false?
Ooh, great question. All right. I have two left. They're both lightning questions. The average lightning bolt is actually less than 1 mile long. Is that true or false? And then another question. How wide is the average lightning bolt?
I'm intrigued by that question.
I am intrigued by that, too. Yeah. I have two questions. I'll get to say them quickly. To whom did Mahatma Gandhi write for advice on diet and exercise?
I can't wait to hear that one.
I was going
to
say, and I don't care if any other question is answered before we leave the air today.
but that one you want to know.
We're getting to that one. And then my last one was, what did Hyman Lippmann do in 1858 that made life easier for students?
And it wasn't microwave popcorn.
It was not microwave popcorn.
Jim, calling from Ohio. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Jim, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Ask a question.
All right. Which one you want to ask?
No, I think
what
he wants.
What is the meaning
of the word Bible?
What is the meaning of the word Bible?
Yes.
All right. It's We're gonna talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no yet.
Biblios.
I'm saying it's from the Greek word biblios, which means book.
Book.
Yeah. I concur with that assessment.
All right. That's our answer, Jim. Are we correct or are we erroneous?
Well, really what it is, basic instructions before leaving Earth.
That would be an acronym. What is the acronym for Bible?
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Well,
that's good stuff,
but I want to slow that down a little bit. You got a slow poke here, so say that again.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Ah, well, I like that.
There you go.
I like it.
Did you like that?
I did. I like that.
That's good stuff.
I like acronyms.
That'd be a good acrostic term.
I'm an acronym kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, Jim, thanks for the call, brother. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Greg, calling from Mississippi. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. All right, real quick. I want to do both, and I guess I want to answer the Hyman Lippmann question.
All right.
Hey, here we go. Wait. Let's hold on here for a second. Greg, you have come to class prepared, brother.
He's ready.
That's excellent.
He's got a two sharpened pencil and everything.
He's ready. Good for you. All right.
Do you need me to read the question again, or do you want to go right to the answer?
For others.
I'm going for the eraser.
Really?
Yeah, he's right. So the question was, what did Hyman Lippmann do in 1858 that made life easier for students?
Wow.
And your answer was?
The eraser.
He invented the eraser?
That's well done.
What did he do with it? I didn't even duck goose that one either.
So he attached it to the pencil.
To the pencil.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, so there was an eraser. Erasers had been invented. But he found a way to put it on the
put them together into one instrument.
Wow. You know, those are the kind of things you just like I was thinking he invented the eraser because I was thinking, well, you know, you just never think about it, but somebody had to invent it.
Yeah. Put the eraser and pencil together in one.
Here's the follow up question to that. Do his descendants have to work ever?
Well, yeah. They shouldn't, but I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. I guess there would be a patent for that. The little metal,
the braid.
What does everybody call it? A braid?
Clasp
or something.
All right, Greg, what you got for us?
Pretty good right there.
All right, here we go. Another baseball question. What is the minimum number of baseball players on a field at one time?
The minimum number.
Minimum number.
Eight.
Okay, now hang on a second. Let's see. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Greg, so don't say yes or no.
Give me a minute.
So now, why are you saying eight? Yeah.
Because back in the day, the pitcher played two positions, and so you've got an extra outfielder, and that's why they can pull him in.
Okay, I didn't understand that, but I don't know. I don't have a better answer. So, so you mean eight is according to the rules, the regulations? So you could play with eight.
With eight.
But if you can't play with seven.
When he comes up, when that empty position comes up in the lineup, it's an automatic out.
You were an umpire for softball, weren't
you?
Yes,
sir.
All right, so that would be the same. Okay,
same principle.
Yeah, same principle.
I could be wrong.
I'm going with that. That sounds really smart. I'm going with Jim's answer, Greg. Is it eight?
All right, well, that may be technically true, but I was thinking nine players in the field and a batter, so that gives you 10.
Ah, see, we're looking at it from different angles. You're talking about how many on the player on the field at a time, and then if you got the guy in the on-deck circle, you're looking at 11. So there you go. All right, I'm with you.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I went deep. I'm down with that. You did.
I went deep.
Okay.
So, sorry, Greg.
All right. Good job, Greg.
Good job.
Thank you.
Especially on the eraser question.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Excellent.
I like that.
Thank you, Greg.
We're going to talk to Rachel, see if we can get her in real quick. Rachel calling from Kansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Rachel?
Do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The true or false question about the lightning.
Okay. Here's the question. The average lightning bolt is actually less than 1 mile long. Is that true or false?
It's true because the clouds that it comes from, the base of the cloud is about a mile above the ground, and then the top of the cloud is about 8 miles above the ground.
Okay, it's false.
Wow, Rachel went deep too.
She did go deep, and it actually made me question whether she sounded so sure. The answer I have, which is according to lightning expert Martin Uman of the University of Florida's Lightning Research Group, his answer is 5 miles long. So that might go to what you were saying, the top of the cloud being 8 miles. So I'm not sure how they I'm sure they got one of them there.
Isn't that an average?
Ways. Yeah, it's an average. So so 5 miles long. Now, how did you look that up, or are you just a fan of lightning? Okay. No, that's we encourage that. We encourage people to look stuff up because that is how you learn.
And we don't want to just use Google either.
No,
we
sometimes
use DuckDuckGo.
And sometimes Bing. And bada bing, bada boom. That's what I go to.
Oh, mercy.
That's my search engine.
Bada bing, bada
bing, bada boom.
Rachel, did you have a question for us?
Yeah.
What you got?
So in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I have a true or false question. Do they have Lucky Charms in Ireland?
How is that true or false?
Okay, let me rephrase that. True or false, they do have Lucky Charms in Ireland.
Jim, that's a good catch because I was going right for the end. Do they do have
they
Lucky
do.
Charms
they
in,
do have.
In Ireland, true or false? I'm all right.
I'm going to go with
hang
true.
Hang on, Rachel. We're going to talk. You're going to say true. I'm going to say false. I'm going to say they consider it offensive.
Oh, my God.
Here's my answer. True, they have cereal in Ireland.
Wow, there you go.
All right, any of us right, Rachel?
It is false. They do not have it in Ireland. Back in February, I went to a Rend Collective concert, and they're from Ireland, and they brought up that they don't have Lucky Charms in Ireland.
Well, they're
did they
just
say
in
why?
The wrong, they shop at the wrong store.
Did they say why?
I don't think so. I think it's just they just don't have them.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks.
Well, that
Rachel.
Just seems kind of random to bring up at a concert, but
I don't know.
But that's very interesting.
They had something funny go along with it. But
so
yeah.
Next time I go to Ireland, I'll know not to ask for Lucky Charms for breakfast.
All right, God bless. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Rachel.
Want to try and get in Bobby from
Texas?
Let's
get Bobby in from Texas.
Bobby, thanks for waiting.
Tell them
we are on Trivia Friday. Ask, answer, or both.
And it's got to be quick, Bobby.
I like to do both, please.
All right, which one you want to answer?
Any baseball question?
I think they're all
answered. All gone.
So go ahead and ask us yours.
Shoot me a question.
All right. How wide is the average lightning bolt?
Let me guess. It's at 100 meters.
No, it's not. But I will give the answer to it since we're at the end of the program. The average lightning bolt is 1 inch wide.
1 inch?
1 inch.
But it's so
but
vibrant.
It packs a wallet.
Wow.
All right, you got a question for us, Bobby, you got to ask it right now because we are almost out of time.
In September of 1971, it was a National League team that started 9 black players. Now, this is including black and Hispanic. What was the team?
1971. All right, I'm going to give my answer, and these other guys might have an answer. I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Pirates.
You're correct.
Correct.
Wow.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
All right. Hey, thank you, Bobby.
Have a great weekend.
Now,
we're
going to give the rest of our answers. Mine are all answered. Do you have any?
I've got one, but I want to hear A's.
Yeah, so mine. To whom did Mahatma Gandhi write for advice on diet and exercise? Strongman Charles Atlas.
Really? Charles Atlas.
Charles Atlas.
Wow.
Because Mahatma Gandhi was going to go buff.
Yeah.
He
was going to bulk up.
Man competition.
All right. The Hawaiian alphabet only has 13 letters.
I'll say
is
that's
that true.
True
or
I'll
false?
Say that's true.
It is true. The
it's
current
true.
Official alphabet of Hawaii has 13 letters, 5 vowels, and 8 consonants.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, folks. Trivia Friday is over. Also known as
Learning University.
More great programming straight ahead. It's American Family Radio. Bye for now. We'll be right back.